Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Welcome back. Here we are, and in this segment, we're going to have our producer, Alan Wishart, do a little interview with me, because we have a few minutes here.
Now, so, Kathy, I know you're obviously very interested in healthy food and everything, but that's not the only thing you've got an interest in terms of health. Yoga is something you have a real interest in. I guess first question, is there any connection between eating healthy and yoga? Like, are there...
Absolutely. Absolutely. The basis of you know, your body being your temple, you want to treat it well. And this is our vehicle to get through this life. So you want to put as much into it and take as good a care of it as you can, because the decades go on. And if we do take good care, we can live well into our 80s, 90s. You look at the old yogis, you can pull them up 100 years old, still doing yoga and very peaceful and very happy. So...
So now, is the yoga to me has always seemed like it's something that you do, and it doesn't burn much in the way of calories, does it? Like, this is not something, it's not like saying I'm going to go out and run a mile and a half and then come back and have something to eat. Yoga, you're not going to burn that many calories.
You can. And some vinyasa yogas, and there's some forms of yoga which are very, very strengthening and energetic. And there's some forms of yoga which are very yin. So you're just relaxing and stretching, but it doesn't take a lot of calories. The purpose of yoga, one of the main purposes of yoga, is to take you out of your monkey mind, out of your pain, and bring you into peace, which is more and more important than being really, really athletic. Because what at the end of the day, it's if we can't find the peace and the quietness, life gets very difficult, and that's how we lose our health. Our body is just a shock absorber for our mind. And so we know now that if we can relax and calm our mind and do deep breathing, then we can be more at peace and we can handle things better in the world.
But so I would think then yoga would be part of sort of, shall we say, a balanced lifestyle. You eat healthy, you do yoga, but I think you would also need to have some sort of an exercise program to keep the body more in shape. Because as you say, some of the yoga is very much almost like a relaxing thing. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't really tone up your muscles all that much.
No. Vinyasas do work at all the muscles, and you can get routines where you can actually stay in pretty good shape. But the cardiovascular, I mean, most yogis that I know still run, ski, bike, swim. Mm-hmm. It's part of a practice. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is it's wonderful to go and get to do yoga for weeks at a time and just do yoga. It's absolutely amazing. You know, people are head to ashrams and just focus on the philosophy. There's a lot to be learned. It's not just an exercise program. It's connecting the body, the mind, and the spirit.
So now, how much of yoga is mental and how much of it is physical?
It really depends on what kind of practice. There's so many choices out mm-hmm. there. If you want to go to a yin practice and just slow down and learn to be still, they're there for you. You'll have about 6 poses in an hour, and it's very... Almost, in a way, it's very difficult because you're going to hold a pose for three minutes, sometimes 4 minutes. And then there's other very fast-moving poses that you're going to go and you're going to work hard for an hour and a half, and you're going to feel like you ran 10 miles.
But there is always a physical aspect to it. I think what I was thinking of was, is there a form of yoga that I could do if I was, say, out for a run? Or if I was out cross-country skiing or something, are there forms of yoga that I could basically be practicing at the same time as I'm doing this other exercise?
Absolutely. The mantras come in. I mean, when you're talking about yoga, there's so many beautiful mantras just to still the mind and take the mind out of the excessive chatter. So we use mantras to alleviate all that chatter in the mind and give us a new focus. And you can use that when you're running, when you're swimming, when you're skiing.
as long as you keep your eyes open.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't shut your eyes to meditate.
So how did you get into yoga?
I was at a point, I've always loved athletics, and I've always done, you know, aerobics or swimming or kayaking or, and, I just came to a point where I was having some difficulties in my life. And one of my good friends said, come to a yoga class. And I'm like, oh yeah. And the hardest thing for me to do in a yoga class was Shavasana, which is the very final pose. It's called corpse pose, or just lying there and being still. And I had no time in my life for lying there, being still, or taking time, taking the minutes to actually just be peaceful and absorb the whole yoga class. And so it was a very, very hard practice for me to catch on to and be present and be still. And all the things that I needed to learn most in life came through yoga practice and yoga teacher trainings. And I continue to use that as my main resource in life for peace and serenity.
I would think with some people, the hardest thing wouldn't be so much the corpse pose, as you say, just lying still, but getting their mind to be still as well. Mm-hmm. Because I imagine there's some people who would be lying there, and you can probably tell by looking at some of the people in your classes and stuff, okay, they're lying there, they're not moving, but I can see their mind. It's going 100 miles an hour still.
Absolutely.
And that's not what the idea is.
And that's why that's the last pose of a yoga practice, because all those other poses work up to that pose. So you're stretching, you're back bending, you're forward bending, side bends, you're going into inversions. All these work up to that one final pose where everything has been or should have been released, where you can actually relax. Because relaxation is a very difficult thing for most of us, and that's where you end up using things outside of that and causing trouble, causing addiction rather than peace.
So it's not just the last pose that you learn. It sounds like it's also probably the last pose that you'll probably be doing in a class or something like that for that very reason. You've been doing all these other poses, and now it's time to almost like cool down, if you will, and
yes,
relax.
You know you've made it when you get to Shavasana. You just get to absorb all that good energy and integrate everything that you've done for the last hour with your yoga class. And it when you finally catch on and let go and really, really enjoy it, it's wonderful.
Did you find a point when you were starting with yoga where, as you say, you sort of had your doubts about it? Was there almost a moment of like an epiphany or something that all of a sudden just it clicked and you went, now I get it?
Yeah, it took a little bit, but I couldn't understand why. That's why I had to learn more and more. I couldn't understand how I could shake off all that tension and all that armoring just in an hour of doing a class with you know, I had a beautiful teacher, and it was a little place right along the river, and it just seemed like magic. I'm like, okay, everything is okay when you walk out of yoga class. Maybe there isn't anything so wrong with the world or all these things. They just fall away as I do yoga. And so it's a constant call back to do more yoga when things start stressing me out.
So it was a situation where you were saying, okay, this works. And then in the back of your mind, you were kind of going, okay, well, how does it work?
Why exactly. Does it work? I wanted to know why. So yeah. I had to carry on and carry on. So I did the yoga teacher's training and got to hang out with lots of wonderful yogis who helped me learn.
As you were doing the yogi training, did you find yourself at times saying, okay, I need to go and do some yoga again right now because this training is just getting a little bit too intense for me. I need to go and relax.
Yeah, it is. It was quite intense, but you get in yoga mode and it's just more, more, more. I want to keep learning, keep going. It's fascinating, you know, when you're on your path and you just want to glean everything you can from it. It's really exciting.
So do you find that you are basically following one specific path with your yoga training, or do you find that you want to learn a little bit about everything?
Oh, I always want to learn a little bit about everything. I don't want to be in one specific path. I've chosen to teach at the Transition House and work with women who are abused or in addiction. And so I love to see the breath work and the simple yoga bringing them into the present moment. A lot like the first interview we did today, the work of the circle and the work of getting rid of that armor and just allowing us to breathe and be together as women really helps to heal.
Okay. And that will about do it. So I'll throw it back to you to wrap things up.
Okay. Well, it's back to me. So I'd sure like to thank myself for being in the last half of the program today. And we'd also like to thank Alan Wishart for being the producer of the show. We'd like to thank the radio stations that carry us all across Canada. Have a healthy and happy day.